we're declaring, even in the context of a difficult year, when so many things just feel like, oh my goodness, the world is falling apart. The pandemic, I mean, so many things have happened. We're declaring God is on the throne. God is good. God is moving. And we're going to declare our thankfulness. I'm going to share with you a few scriptures about thankfulness and the call to be thankful in all seasons. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up, and this microphone right here is open for you. And I'm going to invite you to come forward, and you can just stand. You can kind of, the first person on deck can stand right in front of this cornucopia, and then kind of form a line, kind of 6 feet apart that way. And then, if coming from this side, you can stand again right here with a line forming that way. And we'll just kind of alternate and take turns. And we've got, if you're at home, we want to hear from you also. Jeff and Rob are sitting here near the front, and they're watching your comments, and they can also come up and share your comments. So we're going to have just this opportunity just to share. Now, I do want to tell you, I told this idea of what we're going to be doing to a number of people on staff and kind of around the church. We're going to have open mic night at MPC on Sunday morning, and I got big wide eyes. They're like, what? And they're like, well, surely you're going to like have plants, people who are like preparing and that, nope, there's no plans, really, it's you. And if nobody shares, we're just going to sit here awkwardly for 20 minutes in silence. Okay, you think I won't? I will, okay? And hey, some people say, well, what if one person gets up and just talks for like 40 minutes and monopolizes all the time? I'll be like, that's no problem. That's what I do every week. It'll feel like a normal week. So what we're going to invite you to do actually is when you come up to share something, it could be as short as a sentence, it could be as long as maybe about a minute or so, which you kind of just give testimony to God being good, even in the circumstance we've experienced this year. So I really want to invite you to think about what you might want to share. Here's a few scriptures to get us thinking. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we see Paul write, "Rejoice always." That's a difficult thing to do. That's something that takes intentionality, and it takes a supernatural work of the Spirit to rejoice, not just when everything's great, but always. "Pray continually," and then we hear it again, "give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." We as Christians, and particularly as Reformed Christians, we think about our entire lives as responses of gratitude to what God has done in our lives, right? We've encountered the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, giving of his own life to rescue us from sin and to set us free, and we think our lives are gratitude, responses of gratitude back towards our Savior. And that is something that is steadfast in any circumstance, no matter what happens. That is even in pandemics, even in recessions, even in periods of turmoil or loss or interruption or isolation that so many of us feel during this pandemic, we still give praise. God's grace is bigger than 2020. Now, how do we do that? One of the ways that the Christian church has done throughout time is there's always times in which we as individuals lose sight. As the song described, even if I can't see you or feel you, I know you're working. Well, one of the things that we've done throughout the centuries is if I lose my sight of God, I can hear on your lips that you see God. And in a sense, my faith leans on your faith for that period of that time. We give testimony to each other. God's on the move. God's got this. God's with us. And we speak praise into one another. That's something that's been done for a couple of thousand years in the Christian church, and we're going to do it today. Psalm 106, "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord." These are commands and urging and invitations. "Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord." Why? "For he is good, and his love endures forever." Why are we going to give thanks? Why are we giving praise today? Because we believe that he is good. I think there's some of you this year who have suffered, and you're lonely, you're fearful. I don't know what you're particularly experiencing. Maybe you're in grief of some kind of a lost loved one or a lost job. I mean, I know last service there was a lot of moments of grief shared. Can you give testimony in the context of whatever it is you're going through that God is good, that his love endures, that he is faithful? We want to hear that. We need to hear that. Our praise is based on the belief that God is good. This next one from Colossians 3. I want you to watch this for how the scriptures weave thankfulness into the life of the church. You're going to see a number of commands, a number of urgings that come up. Watch how thankfulness keeps stirring. Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And I know that's something that a lot of us want right now. We want to feel the peace of the Lord. Since as members of one body, you are called to peace and be thankful. I know that when I focus on what I expected or what I hoped for and then what I experienced as being beneath that, the last thing I feel is peace. But when I am able to flip the script on that and think how much more I received through the grace of Christ than I deserved, I become thankful, and this leads me to peace. Verse 16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs of the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. We're going to encourage and admonish and spur on one another now as we declare our mutual gratitude to the Lord. And verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We're going to give God that praise right now. We're going to praise him as we hear each other share stories of him being good in our lives. So here's what I want you to do. I want to invite you. I'm going to kick it off, and I'll just share one thing from my own life experience of 2020. I could pick a number of things, but I'll just share one. But I want to invite you, even right now as I'm sharing, to get up if you have something to share, and we want to invite you to kind of form a line here. You can have someone kind of on deck here and forming that way, and right here forming that way. And some of you are like, wait, is he serious? I really am. If you don't come up, it's just going to be really awkward and quiet. But I believe the Spirit's moving in you. Last time we had a kid come up first and broke the ice. I don't know who's going to break the ice now, but I want to invite you to do that. There's people at home that would be encouraged. Again, if you're at home, you can make a comment online, and Rob and Jeff will read it here. We're going to give praise. So I'm going to start off and share, but please, right now you can go up and come up to the sides. Okay, here's mine. I shared with you earlier this year about a ministry that I really admire. It was led by my friend Smita in Kolkata, India, who led a ministry to kids rescued out of brothels in Kolkata, both girls and boys. And she shared with our church, she was actually watching on our live stream and participating in our live stream, and she shared a cyclone hit the boys' home and ripped off the roof. I think we can show a picture. We have a few pictures of the roof ripped off the home for boys, and you can show me a couple more pictures. Just total disaster that became unusable, and all these boys who've been rescued from hardship were then scattered and going through another massive trauma. Our church raised money. We raised together. We gave $20,000 towards the rebuilding of this home, and along the way, another disaster struck this, which is my friend Smita passed away from the disease that's sweeping the world. And so they lost their home and their leader. And I grieve. I'm still grieving her loss. But one encouraging thing is that the work has gone on, and leaders that she trained up have gone and regathered the kids, and the building's now fixed. I just got this. Let's show them a couple more pictures. It's been restored. And you can show them a couple more pictures of the official dedication ceremonies. The mess has been cleaned up. The windows have been restored. The boys have been regathered. They even had put balloons up to celebrate, had a little party there, and then there's even have a bumper crop. This is the boys harvesting from their garden, which did exceptionally well this year, and they're praising God for their harvest. And so that's one thing I'm praising God for. Even in grief, here's something that's been beautiful. So thank you for your generosity in that. Okay, thank you guys. And more people can just come and as we go. And let's just kind of alternate. You want to start us off?
Thank God this year for being with us and loving us in the hard times. And always, he's been always there for us.
Hi, I'm Leslie Welsh. I thank God in 2020 for getting to spend quality time with my family during the shutdown. We actually enjoyed it and didn't kill each other. We actually really loved each other, and it was awesome. We also got a quarantine puppy named Cece, and she's brought us so much joy in 2020, and we would have never been able to do that if we were both still working full-time. It also gave us the courage to quit our jobs and start our own business, so we're super, super thankful for that. So thank you, God, for all of those blessings in 2020.
Hello. Many of y'all know me already. Don Wilson. Reread the book of Job. God is good all the time, no matter what. Got to get through this. 11 years ago, my first wife passed away, and got to be there to say goodbye. But God is good all the time. This past year, I got to say goodbye to my brother early. But God is good all the time. And then in April, Linda passed, and I got to be there to say goodbye. Because God is good all the time. And 2 weeks later, my mother, I got to say goodbye. God is good all the time. You know, if God wasn't good, you couldn't make it through this. You get blasted from one side and another. But you keep rereading Job. God, where are you? Why? And God says, where were you when I created everything? God is good all the time. We've got to remember that. We've got to stand on that. God is good. God gives us the strength. The only way to get through anything in this life, COVID or death or anything, is because God is good all the time. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Vance Meyer. I'm speaking for the whole family, and we thought it was 60 minutes, Matt, and so I grew up in a small church in Indiana where we used to call this the testimony time, and it was every Sunday, and it was my favorite part of church, so I'm really happy to be doing this. Teresa and I have been coming here for 14 years, and this church has helped raise our kids and has been literally a part of our family, and we're just delighted to have gone through the gamut of emotions here, from, you know, laughing together with people and breaking bread and crying together and disagreeing, things that families do, real families do. This is a church family, but it's just all the same. And so we're thankful this year that even in the middle of this pandemic, that God let us keep our groups together. Teresa comes here through Zoom. Teresa comes here on Wednesdays and has for a long time and has met with a beautiful group of women who have been together for such a long time. Samuel, my oldest son, and now Noah, who's in college, and Samuel, my son, who's 17, both of them come here and just get loved on like crazy by not only the pastoral staff, but by volunteers who, when they talk to us about our kids, you can see that they're happy. You can see that on their face. That's an incredible gift that we have. And I am so blessed to come here on Monday evenings and on Zoom on Monday evenings to share my story and my life with a group of people who, like me, have suffered for a long time with depression and other symptoms of mental illness. And we love on each other, and we found that we're just great for each other. And it's such a welcoming place. And this church is such a big part of that. And so I'm thankful for Zoom. I'm thankful that these groups are together. And I'm really thankful. We're thankful for this church. Thank you.
Morning. My name is Chris Davis. I'm grateful for so many things that God's blessed myself and my family with. I'm certainly grateful for Catherine and getting to know her more and more, and for all that she's helped out my family with over this year, especially. You know, as a deacon and being on the deacon nominating committee, I'm thankful for everyone who has even considered becoming a deacon this year. It's definitely been an odd year in that regard. So thank you to everyone who has even considered it. I am grateful for my daughters and my family and everyone who's stayed healthy. Thank you to my wife who has worked so hard over the year being home with them. And I think that grateful that they've stayed healthy. I'm grateful that, you know, I turned 40 this year, which was great. And also my wife is pregnant with our third child. So certainly grateful that she has stayed healthy through that. And last but not least, I am grateful that it's a boy. So two girls and then a third boy. So thank you very much.
Hello, everybody. My name's Chuck Clark. I ain't that good at talking, but I feel like the Lord called me. I like to hold this church up to the Lord, grace, the people, the love, compassion, kindness I have seen in this church for so long. And I believe that we need to come together at this time because there's a lot of division going around these days. So that, and Miss Kathy, rejoice. He was a good man. He's with God. I know how you feel. You feel like half your life been. So just praise the Lord and thank all y'all. And God bless.
Good morning. My name is Michael Sawal. I've been here since 1993, and I have had the privilege of being a deacon and Sunday school teacher, singing the choirs, played some bells for a little while, and 2020 has been an extraordinarily bad year personally for my family. We've had job loss, as many of you have. We had one of my sons was in a car wreck and came that close to having a loss of life. My wife had a stroke, and we're dealing with a lot of severe things. We've not had a loss of a loved one. It's my privilege to know Garrow. I called him John once. He said, "You call me Garrow. My friends call me Garrow." And it was my privilege to know him. My takeaway from this year, and that I share with you, is simply awareness in the difficulty, in the trauma. God blesses us. He uses us to help others who are having difficult times because he loves us, and his grace is good for all of us. And that is my blessing to you. God's grace is good for us all and will get us through anything that we have to live through. In God's name, I praise everybody in this room and praise God for loving us. Amen. Bye-bye.
I'm Doug Broxma. My wife Mary and I moved to Jacksonville about 2.5 years ago. Prior to that, the only thing we knew about Jacksonville was a place to stop for a hotel and dinner on our way from Miami to a vacation spot in Hilton Head. We did that for about 30 years. So the only thing we knew about Jacksonville is what you can see from either side of I-95. Number one praise for finding MPC, a church where the word of God is revered and where it's preached unabashedly every Sunday. And that we had a little difficulty in finding this place, but it took us a while, and we're grateful and have never looked back. Second praise is that we live in a retirement community of 800 residents and about 600 staff, and during this past year, we've been remarkably safe. So that's, in terms of the global statistics and even the area statistics, we are blessed. And thank you for this privilege, and thank you, MPC.
Good morning. My name is Marion Beeman. I'm a guest. I'm a visitor. I'm not even a member, but I have a grateful heart, and I figure because I can share gratitude, that will be acceptable. I'm thankful for my family. All my children live here and grandchildren. This morning I have my husband with me and one of my grandsons who's going to turn 17. He just got a car, so pray for him. And we're giving him a weighted blanket. I think he's expecting that. And he got some cheese from Aldi, which he loves. I'm thankful, of course, for my family. This year has been trial after trial, as all of you have experienced. One good thing is that people read a lot, and I wrote a memoir, and so people are reading my story of my family legacy and also my path toward forgiveness. So that's a good thing. But most of all, I'm thankful for the relationship I have with my personal Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. He has replaced fear with love and given me hope and peace. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
I'm Sarah. Most of you don't know me. I came to this church once before we shut down, and I'm thankful for you. I had multiple people reach out to me and ask, are you okay? Do you need anything? And I was really sick, and I needed a lot of help, and I received that. Vance was a total stranger to me, and he picked up my medication several times. He brought me soy milk for my daughter, all kinds of groceries, and even brought her some Peeps around Easter time, which she was so thankful for. I also had a diagnosis that I didn't know how to navigate. I thought that I had done everything I could do, and he introduced me to the HELP ministry, and it's been such a blessing to me, and just so much that this church has done. I could go on for a long time, but thank you all. You guys gave me a community to be a part of through those coffee talks, and I didn't even know you, but I had people to pray for, and I felt connected, and that was really important to me, so thank you.
Good morning. My name is Jillian Shockley. To start, I'm thankful that I'm still standing. I'm shaking pretty hard here. My husband Matt and I have been coming to MPC for about 18 months, and our sons partake in the kids' ministry, and the younger one goes to the preschool. And we have just an endless list of things to be thankful for this year, but what stands out and makes 2020 really special for us is that God spoke to our hearts and told us to go ahead and start the process of adoption. So we were, the process went very quickly, and God made his presence so known to us, and just the signs were so clear that we couldn't ignore them, and he led us to an incredibly brave woman named Heather, who, who in the midst of personal crisis is just the most thankful and patient and kind person, and she puts all of her faith in God and decided to choose life and decided to choose adoption. And through her selflessness and bravery, we will be adding not one but two baby girls to our family this year. So if you have a moment to pray for Heather and to pray for those babies, they're due pretty much any day. So we are just incredibly grateful and honored that God chose this journey for us. And we're very thankful for all the support that we've received so far from MPC. So thank you.
My name is Luke Wood. My family and I moved here from Orlando about 5 years ago, and I'm thankful to be at this church because every day in Orlando I drove past a church called Mandarin Presbyterian Church, but all they spoke was Chinese. So when I got here, I was struggling finding a church, and I didn't even look at Mandarin Presbyterian Church, but lo and behold, there's a place called Mandarin and has a church called Mandarin Presbyterian Church, and they speak English, and I'm here, and we're thankful to be here. First of all, I'm thankful for so many things. I did do what Matt instructed, which is to fill out the card, but unfortunately, I also can't read my own writing, so I transcribed it on a text to myself. I'm thankful for so many things. I couldn't fit them on the card, but I am thankful for, first and foremost, my salvation, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for my wife, Bob, my son, Wyndham, my daughter, Barner. I'm thankful for our health through this pandemic. I'm thankful for my parents' health. They're in their 80s, and they have not been affected by the pandemic, praise God. My dad, however, has been in the hospital for about the last month. He had a small infection, and that turned into multiple infections, but thankfully he's now in rehab. I'm thankful for my job and my wife's job. Praise God, we've been able to work through this entire thing. And I have been unemployed before. It is not much fun. It presents difficulties paying bills. I'm thankful for our home and where we live. I don't do well in temperatures under 80 degrees. So, this is my struggling time of the year. And I'm thankful for every day where it's warm. I'm thankful for the leadership of this church, who I think has done just a great job getting us prepared for this type of a season here. And I know God orchestrated your desires to get all this done before the pandemic even started. But, that first week we were up and running and online. So I think y'all have done just a fantastic job responding to that. And I'm thankful for a lot of the men, nothing against women, but I've met a lot of men here that I've found to be important in my life. I'm thankful for Mark Anderson, Craig Henderson, and their leadership at CRM has been outstanding. The program that they've put together down there with Penny for the men is wonderful. And also our CLC group, and just so many things here. It's been a privilege of mine to be a deacon here for the last 3 years. So just been an honor to serve this church. So thank you very much.
I'm Jane Rood. I've been a member since 2012. Came here as a raw widow, introduced to a large, small group called the Great Banquet. I knew I had to make a change and move into another circumstance as a widow. A few years later, when I remarried, I introduced my husband to a large, small group, the Great Banquet. We began getting involved in small groups in this church, small group Sunday school, our reunion groups with the Great Banquet. Beginning of this year, I lost my connection with my reunion group with the Great Banquet because we started dispersing. Little did I know, God was placing on my husband's heart a desire to recreate a covenant group that we had had several years ago. Through the connection of this church by giving us the ability to use Zoom for covenant groups, we began again a group of six couples and one single that live in different areas of the states, different areas of the city, and belong to different church communities. This group that we have now, in addition to our own Sunday school groups, has allowed us to learn in a greater depth what the Church Universal is about. We are learning and being together at such a deep level. Covenant reigns in our meeting every week. And I thank the church for giving us the ability to do that. I thank God for allowing us to do that. And I'm learning that I can run to the rock of my salvation anytime that we are feeling desperate and alone. Thank you.
Matt, I know you're a huge 49ers fan, and I think they have a bye week this week, is that right? So I can't help but think that you set this whole thing up because you wanted a bye week too, but just kidding. In all seriousness, we moved here about a year ago from Michigan, the state of Michigan, and it's my wife Kim and I, and we have two little girls who are being cared for by the wonderful children's team here, which we're grateful for, of course, but the thing that I think has stuck out in my mind throughout this past year is I'm personally most glad for or thankful for in that respect an ability to accept God's will for me and my family and all of us for that matter. So I think we've demonstrated today that all of us have been presented some unique challenges this year, and we'll continue to have those presented to us. But again, I think if we can ask for acceptance of his will, things will work out. So thanks.
First, I want to share, Marty Clark says, I'm so grateful for the kindness and non-judgmental relationships in Christ in this community.
Alan and Verna share that they thank God for the music at MPC.
Susan Haas shares, I'm grateful for my family's health and especially grateful as my parents celebrate their 68th wedding anniversary today.
David is thankful for his wife, Deborah.
The Guy family says, we are thankful for the perseverance of the church in the face of unprecedented challenges. The church is open, loving all, caring for each other, remaining faithful to our Savior.
George shares that during these tumultuous times of not knowing who or what to believe, I am thankful for the absolute truth in Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Karen Mayfield shares, grateful for my faith, sweet family, friends, and church family surrounding me in love and prayer with my cancer diagnosis earlier this year, and strength as I prepare for my transplant in late December.
Steve shares that he is thankful for family, friends, and a faithful God.
And Katie McIntyre shares, I am so grateful for MPC's live stream right there.
The Harris family is praising God for memories with loved ones we lost this year. We are grateful for each other and for all the blessings that God continues to shower on us.
And Debbie Blake shares, Jillian, I am overwhelmed with joy. Congratulations. I'll continue to pray for your family now in a different way.
Mark and Kim Bryan, all of my children are home from college, and I'm loving the return of the chaos. My family is healthy, and none of us have lost our jobs. Blessed beyond belief.
And Mary Smith shares, I am thankful for the folks that God has placed in my life who have helped me grow in my faith and grow as a person, especially my MPC family. I'm thankful for my children and grandchildren.
The Swiderskis share that through trying times, we're thankful for the one constant in life, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. While the world around us changes, he remains our hope and peace.
And Sandra Smith shares, I'm thankful for finding this church in 1980 and the wonderful people that made me feel I had found a home for myself and my two daughters.
Margie Lewis, I thank God for the gift of salvation through my Lord and King Jesus Christ. His Spirit dwells and unites us as his body. I'm grateful for the healing in lament and grief. Healing in lament and grief share, small groups, the open door, and explorers.
And Brian Vosteen shares, the Vosteen family is thankful for our teachers, our pets, ability to play and coach sports, and our ability to watch church online.
And then I just received a text from Mike and Liz Wired are celebrating the birth of their grandchild, Maverick James Fletcher.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Not to be outdone, I just received a call. And no, and finally, the Westerman family is so thankful for our church family and the friends who continue to enter our lives, giving hope, love, and strength in such a difficult year.
My name is Mary Bagby, and I've been a member of this church since 86, I think. We've raised two girls in the church. First of all, I'm thankful for this church. I work at the preschool. I've been there for way longer than I'm going to tell you. And when we shut down, we went on spring break, and we stayed on spring break till the end of the year. But our fearless leader, Mrs. Henderson, saw that we were all paid through that. I still don't know how she did it, but we were all paid, and we weren't to worry about that. We finished the school year. We had graduation with the kids, which was awesome, because 3 and 4 year olds don't understand pandemic at all. After that, on April the 24th, I was involved in a car wreck that T-boned my car. I never saw the person that hit me. Totaled my car. There was a fire truck right behind me in the traffic lane going my way. I was, from the time the accident happened at 5:30, I was in the hospital by 6 o'clock. I was in the hospital for an hour and a half. They released me. I started physical therapy the next week, and I was in physical therapy for almost 2 months. But I'm very grateful that it was not as bad as it could have been. And I guess God's not finished with me yet, because it could have been a lot worse. In October, I got a phone call that you never want to get. My mom is 90. She lives on a ranch in Texas. She had fallen, and she had a hematoma on her head, and she had fractured her pelvis. I got on a plane, was fortunate enough to be able to fly out and stay with her for 3 weeks. During that 3-week time period, my mom did not sleep. I think she was repaying me for all the times I kept her up my whole life. And she would get up about every hour. She was having panic attacks, but she also needed to go to the bathroom, and she couldn't get out of bed. We spent a lot of quality time together during the middle of the night. And I'm grateful for that. I was really hacked off at one point, and I walked around the corner, and I said, Mom, you realize you've only been in bed for 30 minutes? She said, I'm sorry. And I said, I realize that you don't realize what you're doing, so it's okay. While I was there, we had a thunderstorm, an ice storm, and a snowstorm all in the same night. We lost power. The house was pitch dark. Her closest neighbor is 7 miles away, so when things go black out there, they go black really quickly. And I didn't know where any of the flashlights were. Found flashlights. We both got in the same bed so that we would be warm because it was freezing, and waited until the next morning, and we had a man that works for my mom came out and got us and took us to a hotel room. Well, that night, we were all doing good. 2 o'clock in the morning, no power. in the hotel room. The thing I was thankful for that night is that I had stuck one of the flashlights in my purse so I could help her get up and go to the bathroom in the hotel room. This is like a comedy of errors. We get back home. The other thing I'm grateful for is when I was in high school and junior high, I learned how to drive in the mud, and it paid off. This morning, I woke up, and I was teaching Sunday school for the third grade, and our Sunday school lesson this morning was on changing your attitude. Comes from the verse in Matthew about the man that hired the workers, and they all got paid the same amount of money, and everybody was grumbling because of the ones that had worked all day and the ones that just got there. And these four little girls in that class, I said, when I first started out, I told them, I said, Miss Mary does not like this story because it's really hard for me. But by the end of the day and all that they had shared, our attitudes are still changing, and these little girls have got it. They are on point. And the scripture that they're memorizing is Psalm 106. So thank you for this church, and thank you for God.
Good morning. My name is Paul Bradfield. My wife, Amy, and I have been members here since early 2016. And shortly after that, Chris Conker, you know, reached out to us and said, hey, we're putting small groups together, and we think you guys, you know, y'all are kind of old and gray hair. You probably ought to join one, so we did. And we've had the same small group ever since June 16th of 2016. And, you know, it's been fantastic. We certainly have kept on point as far as, you know, reading scripture and learning from it. But we've become much more than just, you know, a bunch of folks that get together to study God's word. And whether it's rejoicing, you know, in graduations, birthdays, anniversaries, supporting each other through, you know, the trials of life, people getting sick, hurt, loss of loved ones, loss of employment, our small group has been there. And, you know, we've got folks right now that are just got out of the hospital due to COVID. They're back in rehab, getting better. But they're our family. And we wouldn't have had this group of people to rely upon for the last 4 years if it hadn't been for this church. So I'm just very thankful for the friendship and the love of the group, because they are there for us. You know, regardless of whether there's a hurricane coming or somebody needs a meal delivered, they've always been there for us. And they have opened our eyes to the areas of opportunity to serve at this church and serve in the community. So I'm just so thankful.
Hi, my name's Sarah. I'm very new to the church. It's actually my first visit under the new leadership and my third visit overall. I'm very grateful that we are having this opportunity to be grateful for the gifts, even through the challenges of the year. So important. I also work with rescued girls in India and Nepal, and when this started, I was really worried, could even say panicked or desperate, that girls might be trafficked due to this, that families would be hungry and desperate, and girls would be forced into begging or into the sex trade. And so I was also worried with the economy that donations would, you know, be tanking, and none of those things happened. Through all of the struggles and the lockdowns, God was working, and not one single girl that we work with was trafficked. Families were not hungry, and people were so generous and were able to actually do a bit more this year than we've ever been able to do before. And on a personal level, I got hugely blessed this year. I was also a friend of Smita's, and one of the girls that Smita rescued in 2009 is a survivor named Anjali, and she's now in Nepal. And she approached me in April and invited me to help write her story, through which we interviewed Smita and a bunch of other people from IGM and other organizations who helped to rescue her. And it was such an amazing opportunity, because in writing that book and hearing her story and thinking about everything she suffered, yet still she gives thanks to God, still she sees her life as a miracle, which it is. And she always says, God did not create what happened to me. God didn't cause me to be trafficked. But even in the worst moment, God was working for me and sending angels and recruiting angels in the form of human beings to stand in the way and stop the destruction in my life and bring me to a place of peace. And she's about to go back into her village and open an organization there to stop the trafficking of the next generation. And I just feel so blessed that I got that opportunity. And if it hadn't been for COVID, I don't think I would have had the time to devote to that. I don't think it necessarily would have been possible to happen. So even in all that, I give thanks and thank you for letting me share.
Morning, y'all. My name's Nicole. A college student at the University of North Florida, just over the highway. And I'm thankful for God's giving me the opportunity to watch friends around me grow towards him this year. And last year, in the midst of all of this, when it seems to them like he might be far away, that he's given me the privilege of watching them like in person, well, as in person as you can be these days. And it's just beyond me and me being able to watch them. It's not even about that. It's about that he might get more laborers added to his kingdom day by day. And I'm just very thankful that these get to be my friends, my close friends, who now I might be able to see them in the eternal kingdom. And I'm, for what it's worth, grateful for Zoom, that if, as troublesome as it is, and not ideal as we would like it, if I have a friend who can't physically make it to Bible study previously, they wouldn't have been able to make it to Bible study, but now they can hop on Zoom and still make it to Bible study, that God can still use this, even if it's not what we expected, even though this does not seem like something that's all flowers and roses. But yeah, he is still working, and any anxiety that we feel about this, that we might think, oh, this is caused by COVID, which, yeah, it's definitely a factor, and if only we didn't have COVID, then we wouldn't have this. Well, when COVID is over, if it's over, that does not mean that we are never, ever going to be anxious again. Something else is going to replace it. We're never not going to have something attacking us, making us feel anxious. So grass is not necessarily greener on the other side, y'all. Oh, okay. yeah, so keep fighting the good fight. Anything anxiety-causing, God is not going to be the one causing us anxiety. He doesn't do that to us. Who else does it? The devil. And we don't listen to him, do we? So keep that in mind when you start to feel anxious or discouraged. Who is telling me this? Is God the one telling me, be discouraged, you know, this all stinks, you know, just give it up, go ahead and just complain about it, be sour about it. That's not God's voice. So keep that in mind, and I am very thankful to have this church to encourage me and to have a campus ministry at UNF, the Navigators. I'm very thankful to have you all and them to encourage me and not let me lose sight of what's truly important. Thank you.
Good morning and go Gators, in case you didn't see this.
My name is Ron Shamlady. My wife and I have been members of this church for going on 20 years. And I'm thankful for not just getting through this year, as we've all been challenged, but I'm thankful for an angel that God sent me. About 3 weeks ago, or three Sundays ago, Matt asked us to think about someone that had made a difference in other people's life, or think about someone that had made a difference in your life. And I took him serious. And I went home and I thought, I'm going to share with you today my thankfulness to God. God gave me an angel, well, some 60 years ago. Her name is Janet. And he educated her to become a trauma nurse. And she worked in the ER for over 35 years. She's been involved in saving many lives, some of them in this church. She ministered many families who were having trauma because of a loved one. I think she's worked with you a couple of times in the ER. And guess what? She saved my life not once, but twice. And when I have time, I'll share what those experiences were like. We don't have enough time today. But I want to tell you, we all have angels. And God works miracles. And he gave me one some 60 years ago. So thank you.
My name is Nicholas Castillo, and I'm thankful for God because my mom got diagnosed with cancer. It was rough, but he eventually healed her, and she's okay now, so bye.
I'm not going to introduce myself for a reason, but I was watching The Queen's Gambit this morning, and the woman in The Queen's Gambit doesn't have faith. And it's funny because I was driving here today thinking, how does faith change us? And I really came to the conclusion that it's really about perspective. And she had many gifts and very talented, but didn't see them, and she just didn't look at life through faith. So I write, and that's why I'm not saying my name, because I don't want it to sound like a sales pitch, but anything in the arts, you know, it's very hard to be successful. So my goal this year was to publish my third and fourth novel and my second children's book, and I got them published. And I should have been very thankful, but then the sales report came out, which would, I don't know if any of you write or do anything in the arts, but it's almost remarkable how little that can be. So I had my pity party, and I decided I'm going for a walk, and I'm going to walk this out. And on my walk, I was like, do I really believe in God's will and timing? And if I do, I need to be thankful because I accomplished that. And maybe God's will isn't that I become a famous, rich author. I'm really not crying, I'm just nervous. So I had to make a decision, like, do I view my life through eyes of faith or just eyes of I'm on this earthly journey to accomplish earthly things? So I decided on my walk, I need to be thankful because I accomplished those things, and I'm not that brilliant or that talented, but somehow I've wrote four novels and two children's books. And I think we all can relate in some way where you do something and you can look at it two different ways. And that's where on my drive here, I was looking at the houses and who has the nice house and who has the little house and who, and it really, none of it even mattered. The thing that mattered was the perspective of what people are looking at their life through. And it's really a decision, especially with COVID and everything going on and families not coming together. And it's a good time to give thanks, a perfect time to give thanks, because it's really perspective. Do we see our blessings or do we not? And that was a big moment for me that I just said, I have to see my blessing. And that was a big accomplishment. I'm really not crying. I sort of am. But okay, that's it.
Hello, my name is Mary Beth Niger, and hello, Angel. I have a random kind of something to share here. First of all, I just want to say how much I appreciate the multi-generational sharing that has taken place this morning already, from Nicholas to Nicole, and then others and more in my age bracket. It really enhances our sharing, I believe, and I thank you for blessing all of us. Again, these are kind of random things which first started flowing out of my head because yesterday I was asked to say a prayer at an event, and it was a prayer that was already written out for me to read. And as I was reading it, I thought, this is a fantastic prayer. But how often do I really pray believing these things? So often I can pray those things because they are what we believe, they are what I believe, and they sound good in public in a prayer. But how much do they pierce my heart? So that's sort of where some of these things came from. We worship God as a relational God. He's not a God far away. He's not made of wood or stone. He loves. He is alive. So I thank God for the type of God he is, for the who, the only true living God he is. I thank God for the hope that we have in him because of Jesus. I don't know how people live without hope. I thank God for the grace that he provides through Jesus, not my efforts. I get hung up on that a lot, like I've got to be better, I've got to do gooder. That doesn't matter in his economy. He's done it. The constant companionship of the Holy Spirit. So there have been times when I have been physically all alone by myself and uncertain and scared. But I took comfort in the fact that he is with me. I'm super grateful, and I know I speak for all of us, to our church staff and their committed care and creativity during such a weird time. Thank you. And thank you, God, for them. And I also have a 91-year-old mother-in-law. And she lives in an assisted living situation. She's an independent. But she's had a lot of people fall around her, not literally and to COVID. But I thank God that he has protected her and companioned her through this. She's beautiful inside and out. And she really turns to him to remain joyful during this period of time. So that's about as much as my card would hold for the moment. But thank you, God.
Hi, my name is Erica Burgess. I have been very blessed during this pandemic. And I'll start off by saying I'm emotional, I'm a crier, my voice may shake, but I'll get through it. God has allowed me to keep my job. When my husband couldn't work, his employer continued to pay him. And because we were freed of financial worry, we were given the blessing of time So I typically travel a quarter of the year for work. And being gone, it makes it difficult to form relationships and take care of the home. My husband's a disabled veteran, so I do most of the work around the house. And we're that neighbor whose yard is always a mess. I've had the opportunity to invest in my home and invest in my community. God has given me a group of strong women who we've connected and grown together during this time when we are relieved of the distractions of work and children's activities and having to go everywhere and be everything for everyone. And we've gotten to build each other up and lift each other up. And I am so grateful because these group of women have enabled to reflect God's love back on me and to support me and lift me up when I've been down. I'm grateful. I want to share that with you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Barb Trawick, and I'm thankful that I have God in my life, because I really don't know how anybody gets through what we're going through right now without having God in their lives. And I really think God's got a platform right now to reach a lot more people than he probably historically could reach, because everybody's doing church online, so everybody has access to church that wants to in any denomination or any place. I'm thankful for this church, because I don't know how I would survive without having all of you guys around me and my prayer partners that are there for me every day. I think some of you know I've had a rough year. I lost my dad in June. I lost one of my best friends of 30 years to COVID a couple months ago. And I have a situation with one of my sons right now that's not where you want to be with your kids. And so it's been really hard, but I've had everybody there beside me all the way through that. I've had my church, my friends, and I just am so thankful that I have all of you there in my life. So thank you.
This is terrifying. I don't know how you guys do this every week. my name is Kayla. I'm a therapist in a nursing home. So it has been a tough year. A lot of people are alone and scared and very sick. And it's hard to go home every day without that kind of rubbing off on you. But I'm really grateful that I've been able to stay healthy and that I've had the opportunity to hold a lot of hands for, you know, those people that aren't able to see their families right now. the reason that I'm right here now, it's my friend Carrie's birthday. She's probably watching at home, and she has been the person that I've been able to really lean on through this time. She's a new friend. She's the kind of person that kind of forces you to come out of your shell, and she has, you know, the end of the day, you know, you struggle to get through your day, and you're on your ride home, and you feel alone, and you don't know who to talk to, and she's the person that would call you and kind of force you to, happy birthday to my friend. I appreciate her. I appreciate you guys. Those coffee talks that you guys have done every day whenever all of this started, I would watch those on the way home, and it meant so much to me. So I appreciate this church. I appreciate all of you, and happy birthday to my friend Carrie.
Oh, hello. My husband Rodney and I have made the acquaintance with a family friend, and we've known her for several years. And over the course of our friendship, we've shared our faith stories, both of our faith journeys over the years, and she's become very dear. She came to Rodney and I guess about two and a half months ago, and she was very broken. And she grew up in Brazil, and that's where her family is now. And she had just learned that her mother got a very dire diagnosis of cancer. And she wept with us. We prayed over her because, you know, with
with us, we always feel like it's one thing to have faith, but our faith really sometimes isn't really exercised until we have conversation about it. So, you know, we have had a conversation over the past few years about our faith, and I feel like it's exercised our faith a little bit. So she came to us, we prayed over her. She was really torn because she wanted to be there for her mother, especially with such a dire diagnosis. But because she was working in the U.S. and was able to send money back, she was able to support her mother. So she was really kind of in a tough spot because she says, if I go to be with her, who's going to pay for the doctor bills and stuff like that? So it was really, she was really struggling. And so, you know, over the past several months, we've prayed for her. I've got my small group girls at Crave praying for her. And this past week, we were able to get in contact with her and had some conversations. And she started crying, and she was shaking. And she says, I just have to tell you. She said, I just got a call from my aunt. And my aunt said that she had taken my mom to get some scans. And at that point, you know, as I said, the doctors didn't give very much hope. And she said, the scans came back completely clear, and they have no evidence of cancer. And she just wept, and she said, the doctors in Brazil, she said, one of the nurses went out and bought a cake and brought it in because this is something they never see. And she said, the doctors are still scratching their heads, and they're saying, you know, with science, this there's nothing explaining this. And she said, you know, her mother, who and some of her family doesn't have faith, and this was a nice way to say, guess what? It's a good thing to trust a God. And so, you know, she says, when science can't explain it, God can. And she said, you know, they were told this is impossible, but she says with God, it showed that, you know, it was possible. So obviously we hugged her and said God is good, and it was an awesome high point of my week. So anyhow, God's good.
I'm not a plant, I swear. I'm going to share two things with you. I'm, first of all, really grateful for, and this is not a middle school leader plug, but I'm so grateful for my middle school small group leaders who showed up on Zoom week after week when we were still online. To a room, a digital room full of middle schoolers who either had their cameras off or this much of their faces showing or felt awkward and didn't want to talk so that they could be present with them and love them to love Jesus, and have continued to show up week after week to invest in the lives of middle school students. I'm so grateful for them. And then the second thing I want to share is that I'm just really grateful. Like, I moved here a year ago September, so I've known Jacksonville and this church more in COVID than I have known it without. And I'm really grateful that the God we serve is big enough to handle our questions, that he's big enough to handle our grief and our joys, that we can weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. And that he is constant and working even when we can't see it. I was chatting with a friend the other day about prayer and how it feels weird because God's will is always different than our will. And we were talking about how, like what God does surpasses our understanding, but also just that his plan is perfect, and his understanding of what's happening more than we can ask for and expect is so much different than ours. But I'm so grateful that it is, because from our perspective, it's so easy to get stuck in, like, God, this is not my version of more than I could ask for or hope for or exceeding my expectations, right? But for God, he's still working and moving. So I'm so grateful that that remains true even when we can't see it.
We have a couple online things to share as well, too. I've got Facebook Live here. But before I share that, I want to share that this past week, the Garrow family lost John Garrow unexpectedly. And the Garrow family came this morning and was here in worship and was so thankful that they were here, because numerous people that came up were able to express gratitude to them. But in a little bit, I mean, each of you filled out one of those thankful cards. Everyone in their family walked up and put one in the basket. If that's not a picture of still having gratitude for things in the midst of loss, I don't know what is. So I can't talk and cry at the same time. I don't have that gift that some of the others of you do, so sorry for the awkward pauses, but I'm just so touched and filled with so much gratitude for this time to be able to give thanks, because God is working and moving in your life. And if you are in a place where you feel like, I don't feel like he's working for me, he is. Help us help you to open your eyes to see those places that he's working. Now I'll get back to script after you share one.
I got a text this morning from Liz Wired, and so it's celebrating that Mike and Liz's first grandchild was born this morning, Maverick James Fletcher, 10 pounds, 7 ounces. So, thankful for that new birth. Rob Meichler shared, I'm thankful for my daughter coming home healthy and safe from college yesterday.
And Tom and Nancy Quinn shared that they are thankful for their son moving in with a friend, that is progress, and also thankful for the blessing of their home for lockdown during quarantine life.
Jean shared, I'm thankful for life, for family, and opportunities each day brings.
Lynn Abbott shared, I am thankful for my new little granddaughter, Robbie, and that she is able to visit her and her grandson, John, in Denver for Thanksgiving. And so great to be celebrating with her son, Forrest, his girlfriend, Gabby, and her daughter, Mandy, and her husband, Josh. Happy Thanksgiving from Denver.
And Toby shares, I'm grateful for the wonderful relationships, love, support, and strength that God provides.
And Kristen Wharton shares, for family, health, the opportunity to ponder what is important, the heartache of missing being with my children, the concern for shut-ins who are the hardest hit, our church's response to the community's needs. And then also Sandy Falk shares, thankful for the good news on COVID treatments and vaccines. Amen to that. Ron shares, I'm so thankful for every day I've had in 2020, in the good times and bad times, knowing that all is in accordance to God's plan. And even though I cannot understand why bad things happen to good people, I feel comfort that it is according to his will. Another thankful for great treatments that are on the horizon. Patty Hurd shares, I'm thankful for my family who truly helped me through my job loss and many other things this past year. And I'm also thankful for my adorable crazy nephew. And then Nels Falk shares, I'm thankful that God has been with my niece Karen Kirkland through 7 years of pancreatic cancer. She is now at home under hospice care, so prayers for her parents, Norma and Wayne, her husband Ben, and her brother Mike. We love them all dearly. And Emily Smith shares, I'm so grateful for a community, MPC, that not only cares but also actively participates to change the voices teen moms hear and change the choices they make, speaking of young lives.
This afternoon, this team's going to take all this food and produce we see on the stage and distribute it through food pantries to those who need it most. Another team's going to come in here and decorate for Christmas. Can you believe it? I think we're looking forward to that. There's a town hall at 4 o'clock, the last of the town halls that we're having this season. If you want to come and kind of hear more about what's going on, challenges we face as a church, opportunities we have, where we're trying to go, just be in here in person at 4 o'clock, and you're invited to that. Now hear the benediction. May the God who has known you all your life, who formed you in your mother's womb, who saw a universe without you and said, I want one of you, and made you and walked with you all your life, May you know that he is with you now. Amen.